It's time to learn some English, and it's time to have some fun. You're watching Let's Talk in English, and my name is Nathan. I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Today we want to continue our travel topic, and this lesson is called Mark's Ticket Home. Mark's Ticket Home. Did Mark get a ticket home yesterday, Katie?
No, he didn't. He tried to find a plane ticket, but all the plane tickets were sold out. So he thought about finding a bus or train ticket, but he doesn't want to do that. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I hope that you're ready to learn a lot today.
But now, get ready to practice your reading. You can find today's Read It in your LTE magazine, and Katie will read it with you right now.
Megan helps Mark look for tickets. Sometimes people cancel their flights and tickets become available. There are still no tickets. Can Mark share a ride with someone? No, nobody is driving to Texas. Rob suggests the bus again. Mark doesn't like it, but the bus is his only choice. Mark should make his plans earlier next time.
If you were here for our lesson yesterday, you know that Mark tried to find a plane ticket back to Texas, but he was having a problem.
That's right. It's almost Christmas, and all the plane tickets are sold out. He can try to find a different ticket, but that probably won't happen.
But Rob has a few different ideas for Mark, and I think now Mark knows how important it is to plan ahead, Katie.
I think that you're right, Nathan. And I also know that today's keywords are very important, so let's learn them right now with Christina.
Mark 想买机票，虽然原先机票已经卖完了，但他们还是可以查一下有没有人取消。取消就是 cancel. People might cancel their flights.如果买不到机票的话 ,Mark 想找人共乘一起开车回家。共乘可以说成 share a ride。名词 ride 就是搭乘或乘车的意思。所以 Mark wants to share a ride with someone。可是询问的结果没有人要开车回德州。开车或驾驶的动词就是 drive。No one is driving to Texas。所以 Rob 建议他搭巴士好了，动词建议就是 suggest. Rob suggests the bus. Mark 没办法，只好搭巴士咯，所以他下次应该要早一点做好计划。名词计划或是规划就是 plan. He should make plans earlier.
Megan, thanks for helping me look for tickets.
No problem, Mark.You want to see your family. I understand that.
There weren't any tickets left yesterday. But maybe someone canceled their trip.
I'll check the website.
Oh no. There are still no tickets available. What can I do?
Maybe you can share a ride to Texas.
Good idea.
Mark needs to solve this problem soon. There are still no plane tickets to Texas available.
That's right. He looked for tickets yesterday, but they were all sold out. There were none left.
And he kept looking for tickets today. I think he hoped someone had canceled their trip.
If you cancel something you had planned, you decide not to do it. It's not fun to cancel a trip, but sometimes it happens.
Maybe you have plans with a friend. If you get sick and can't go see your friend, you can say that you are canceling your plans.
That's right. And have you ever had school get canceled because of weather? Sometimes that happens in places because of snow or bad rain.
And if school is canceled, you don't have to go to school. It's a lot of fun. But no one canceled their trips. So Mark still can't find a plane ticket.
Oh, no. So what can he do? Well, first, he can use today's calendar phrase.
What can I do?
What can I do? 我该怎么办?
I want to travel.
There are no train tickets.
What can I do?
There are no plane tickets.
What can I do?
There are no bus tickets.Stay home.
What can I do?
What can I do? 我该怎么办?
Well, Mark can't take a plane to Texas. But Megan has an idea for Mark. Maybe he can share a ride to Texas.
Do you know what that means? If you share a ride with someone...You ride in the same car with that person because you are both going to the same place.
That can help you both save money because you don't have to pay so much for gas. You can share the cost.
And sharing rides can be fun too. You can talk to each other and listen to music on the way. That would be a nice time for Mark.
Yes, it might.Mark said something important at the beginning of this conversation, too. Thanks for helping me look for tickets.
That's right. Mark said that sentence to Megan. Let's talk to Christina about using that sentence pattern right now. Here she is.
Mark 很感谢 Megan 愿意帮他找机票。他说, Thanks for helping me look for tickets.这个句子里面有一个 ing 形态的动名词 helping, 还有一个原形动词的 look for。我们来说明一下为什么用这样子不同形态的动词。首先 ,thanks for, 介系词 for 后面要用名词或是动名词。所以要说 thanks for helping me,thanks for making dinner for us, 或是 thanks for calling back.所以第一就是 for 后面要加 ing 形态的动名词。第二 ,help 后面的动作只要用原形动词就可以了。所以要说 ,help me open the door,help them move the table, 或是 help her feed the baby。综合以上两项，所以今天 Mark 说 ,thanks for helping me look for tickets。这样子就了解了为什么要用 helping。和 look.
Hi, Mark. How can I help you?
I'm trying to get to Texas to visit my family, but there aren't any flights available.
Did you check online today? Sometimes tickets become available.
Yes, tickets are still sold out everywhere. Are any of your friends driving to Texas?Maybe I can share a ride.
I can't think of anyone.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Carol.
Do you remember what was happening in conversation A? Mark is trying to find a way to get to Texas, but there are no flights available. There are no tickets left.
And no one has canceled their flights either. So, Megan wondered if he could share a ride with someone.
If you do want to share a ride with someone, it can take some time to find a person who is going to the same place. You have to ask a lot of people what their plans are.
That's why Mark asks if Carol knows anyone who will drive to Texas.He wants to know if one of her friends will drive there.
But Carol says kind of a funny answer. She says, I can't think of anyone. We say this a lot in English.
Yeah, we do. Carol thought about her friends, but she could not think of a friend who was driving to Texas for Christmas. She doesn't know anyone who will do that this year.
But maybe a friend asks you if you need something from the store. If you think about it, but you don't know, you can say, I can't think of anything.
Mark has asked a lot of people for help, and everyone is trying to help him. But let's talk about a good English sentence now.
Yes. Carol says, sometimes tickets become available. So if tickets become available, that means that they aren't available now, but they might be available at a later time.
So let's practice using the word become. When something becomes something else, that often means it changes into something.
Here's an example. Maybe I was really sad in the morning one day, but then I became happy in the afternoon.
And I think you will become excited right now because of what is about to happen. It's time for us to take a short break. But don't worry, everyone. We're going to be back very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back to Let's Talk in English, everyone. Today we have a travel lesson. Mark is trying to get home to Texas, but there are still no plane tickets available for him. No one has canceled their trip, so no new tickets are available.
But Megan had an idea for Mark. Maybe he can share a ride to Texas with someone, and that means he would ride in their car with them to Texas. Let's see what he decides to do in conversation C.
Did you find a plane ticket, Mark?
No, there are still no seats left. And I can't share a ride with anyone. Nobody is driving to Texas.
I suggest you take the bus.
I don't think I have a choice.
It does take longer. But the bus is cheaper.
Next year, I will make my plans earlier.
Well, I think Mark learned a very important lesson in our show today. Now he knows to make travel plans earlier.
And that's an important lesson for all of us. When you're going to travel, don't wait to make your plans. Try to do everything you can earlier.
Right. Now he's got a big problem. There are no seats on the plane left, and that's like saying there are no tickets left either.
And he was going to try to share a ride with someone, but he can't do that either, because he doesn't know anyone else who is driving to Texas.
I suggest that Mark takes the bus. And I also suggest you all learn something about that sentence pattern with Christina right now.
因为实在找不到机票，所以 Rob 就建议 Mark 搭巴士。他说 ，I suggest you take the bus。我们来介绍一下这个句子的结构。这个句子完整的话应该是 ，I suggest that you take the bus。句子里的连接词 that 被省略掉了。事实上子句 that you take the bus 是一个名词子句，它是 suggest 的受词。简单的说 suggest 建议的后面可以直接加上建议事项的句子。来看例句 I suggest they take a trip to Bali 或者 they suggest we call the teacher。 句子后面的 we call the teacher 是名词子句，做 suggest的受词。
Good job, everyone. I know that you will all practice using that sentence. So, Nathan, what can Mark do now?
Well, he doesn't have a choice. He'll have to take the bus. Let's talk about using the phrase, have a choice.
When you do have a choice, that means you can choose between two different things. If Mark had planned earlier,he could choose to take a plane instead of taking the bus.
But now he has no choice. There are no plane tickets. And he can't share a ride with anyone. The only thing left is the bus.
Sometimes if you have to do something, we also use the phrase, don't have a choice. If someone makes you do something, you might not have a choice about it.
Right. If your teacher tells you to do your homework, you don't have a choice about that. If your parents tell you to do something, you don't have a choice then either.
And you don't have a choice right now. It's time for our keyword review. Well, really, you do have a choice, but we hope that you choose to review the keywords with us right now. So, please say them with us.
And the first keyword is cancel. Cancel. I won't eat there. Cancel my order.
Ride. Ride. That was a short boat ride.
Drive. Drive. Let's drive to the store.
Suggest. Suggest. I suggest we play a game before dessert.
Plan. Plan. David has plans already. He is busy. I hope you aren't too busy to make some plans to keep practicing those keywords so that you can remember them later. Right now, let's look back at today's conversations.
Megan, thanks for helping me look for tickets.
No problem, Mark. You want to see your family. I understand that.
There weren't any tickets left yesterday. But maybe someone canceled their trip.
I'll check the website.
Oh no, there are still no tickets available. What can I do?
Maybe you can share a ride to Texas.
Good idea.
Hi, Mark. How can I help you?
I'm trying to get to Texas to visit my family, but there aren't any flights available.
Did you check online today? Sometimes tickets become available.
Yes, tickets are still sold out everywhere. Are any of your friends driving to Texas? Maybe I can share a ride.
I can't think of anyone.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Carol.
Did you find a plane ticket, Mark?
No, there are still no seats left. And I can't share a ride with anyone. Nobody is driving to Texas.
I suggest you take the bus.
I don't think I have a choice.
It does take longer, but the bus is cheaper.
Next year, I will make my plans earlier.
Chugga 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 chugga. Woo woo! This train is going to Texas! All aboard!
Ginger, I'm going to Texas too.
Sorry, Monkey Man. There are still no tickets.
But sometimes people cancel their trips and tickets become available. Ooh. So, I'm still looking.
Maybe you can share a ride.
Well, that's a great idea, but I don't know anyone driving to Texas. Do you?
No. All my friends are taking the train. All aboard!
I still don't see any tickets available except bus tickets.
Then ride the bus.
Okay. The bus is my only choice, but I don't like it.
Why not? The bus is cheaper than the train.
Did you say cheaper?
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I love the bus. Texas, here we come.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
Yeah.
my, my. It's so messy in here. John? John?
What?
Don't say what to me. I want you to clean up this terrible mess. And please get me a glass of water.
Fine. This here, I guess. I can fold this.
John, you're not putting things away fast enough.
What? I am.
No, there's still space. No, there isn't. Where?
There is still no space for me to put my things.
There is still no space for me to put my things. It's Super Sentence Man.
It certainly is. It is I, Super Sentence Man, and I was flying home after shopping, but you need my help, so here I am.
Yeah, I sure do need your help.
Well, the super sentence is, there is still no something. Could you give me this super sentence in another way?
I told John to give me a glass of water. But there is still no water for me.
There is still no water for me. Excellent. John, do you have a super sentence for me?
Yeah. I already picked up my things, but there's still no space for anything.
There is still no space for anything. Excellent.
John, why do you say that?
Well, after I put all my things away, this room will be messy again.
Why?
Because you will put all your stuff everywhere.
John, how can you say that?
Friends, I must go. Someone needs my help. Always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
There's still no space for everything.
Oh, please keep my things safe here, okay? I'll be back for them later.
And where's my glass of water?
And now we have finished part two of this month's travel lesson. Poor Mark. He doesn't get to go home the way that he wants to.
That's true. He doesn't want to take the bus, but at least he will get home for Christmas. That's the important thing. He won't miss Christmas with his family.
You're right about that, Katie. Family is the important thing at Christmas time. It doesn't really matter how you get to them.
That's true, but we also learned a lot of important English today, everyone. And we hope that it helped you with your English studies.
Yes, we want to help you. And tomorrow we'll have a Saturday review show so you can keep practicing all those things you have learned.
But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. But come back and join us for a review show tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English.
Bye-bye.